As we continue our celebration of the working life, we're looking at the people who do the jobs you sometimes don't see or don't think about. We're thinking about the jobs around Metro Phoenix that might not be what you expect. Maybe you get a copy of the New York Times or the Republic every morning in your driveway, and you count on it to appear there every day. Well, the process starts at 11 p.m. in several paper assembly warehouses around the valley. Today we step into the late night, early morning delivery job.
My name's Kathy Cardenas, and I'm a carrier with the Arizona Republic. When I come in, first thing, the papers are on our tables to pre-assemble. There's two parts. So we have our community, which I deliver in Mesa, and then we have the preview. So we have to insert them before the heads get here, which is all the updated news. They should be here by 1:12. And you can tell we don't have, like, air conditioning in here. There's swamp coolers. So right now it's okay, but normally by the time we get out of here, we're soaked. The papers just got here. So this is the last step. I'm just holding the papers. I'll bag them. And then the next step will be loading and then going and delivering the papers. Probably about close to 3 o'clock we'll get out of here. We're just like mail carriers. No matter if it rains, it's hot, we still have to throw the paper. When we bag everything, we have to have them color coordinated. So the red is for Wall Street. We have green for the USA, blue for the New Yorks. The Republic is in clear bags. On Sunday, I have 300. During the week, it goes down because most of my customers just want the weekend paper. I can't throw my paper out of the passenger door. I have to throw it over. The papers are my friend. They go in the front. They're easy to reach. I don't know, it just soothes my mind when I'm by myself and throwing the papers. And you're just, you know, out here just delivering your papers and you just do what you've got to do.
That's Kathy Cardenas Ruiz delivering papers in Gilbert.